Welcome to our deep dive today, and it's all about AI for a greener future. You've given us a really interesting mix of sources here. Articles, company websites, in-depth reports. It seems like you want to get a good understanding of how AI is being used to tackle, you know, environmental challenges.
Yeah, for sure. And looking at what you give me, I think we're going to be in for a fascinating journey today.
So from what I'm seeing, it seems like AI and sustainability is more than just a niche trend now.
Absolutely. You know, you see major players like NTT Data really stepping up, and they were recently named a leader in sustainability technology services by the Everest Group. So it's definitely gaining traction.
So it's not just hype. What does that actually look like, though, when it's put into practice?
Well, look at Emercom, for example. They're a pretty major ICT company in the Middle East. And they're investing a lot in AI to, you know, help them meet their sustainability goals, especially when it comes to energy and water management.
That's interesting. So they're not just researching it. They're actually putting these solutions into practice.
Yeah, which is really cool to see because they're already having a real world impact.
Yeah, that's what I find really interesting about this whole field. It's not just theoretical anymore.
Right.
So let's talk energy for a minute, because we all know the energy grid is a massive piece of the puzzle when it comes to sustainability. So how is AI changing the game?
Well, you have to think about it. Our traditional power grids, they were designed for a different time. You know, back when we were relying on energy sources that were much more predictable.
Right.
But now with renewables like solar and wind, which are obviously more variable by nature, managing the grid is a lot more complex.
And that's where AI comes in, I'm guessing.
Exactly. AI can analyze these huge amounts of data, and then it can make predictions in real time. So it's really revolutionizing how these complex systems are managed.
So, like, what kinds of things?
Well, one example is the Transcend Design Generator. It's an AI tool that helps utility companies to design and plan sustainable energy infrastructure much faster.
Okay, so that sounds impressive, but is it actually making a difference?
It is. For example, Emercom has developed a system that is AI-powered that can basically stress test the entire energy grid.
Wow.
So by simulating different scenarios like what would happen to the grid if we have certain climate change impacts or if we had rapid population growth, they can pinpoint the vulnerabilities in the grid.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and that allows them to optimize the grid to make it more resilient and more efficient.
So it's like they're using AI to future-proof the energy grid in a way.
You could say that. It's all about making the grid smarter and more adaptable so that it can handle the increasing amount of renewable energy sources.
And that leads to some pretty big questions. Like, if we can actually predict grid failures before they happen with this level of accuracy, how will that change how utility companies invest in infrastructure?
Right.
Could it lead to cost savings in the long run?
Yeah, those are all great questions. And it really makes you realize that this goes way beyond just cool technology. We're talking about some real economic and social implications.
For sure. But we can't forget about water, which is arguably even more valuable than energy these days.
Yeah.
How's AI being applied in that area?
Water resource management is another area where AI is proving to be really valuable because of its ability to analyze all of that data in real time. For example, AI systems can now monitor water quality and they can detect contaminants, which ensures that drinking water supplies are safe.
I was reading about how Transcend is using AI to help optimize irrigation systems.
Oh, yeah.
And by analyzing things like soil moisture, weather forecasts, and even plant data, they can figure out exactly when and how much to irrigate, which saves a ton of water.
It's a level of precision that we could never have imagined before.
Right.
And it's not just about conserving water.
Yeah.
This kind of targeted irrigation can also improve crop yields, which has a huge impact on food security and sustainable agriculture.
It's crazy to think that something as complex as water management can be made more efficient and more sustainable just by using AI. Speaking of managing resources, though, what about waste management and material science? It seems like those areas would be a good fit for AI, too.
Oh, absolutely. We're generating an astounding amount of waste globally, and AI is going to play a crucial role in shifting us to more of a circular economy where resources are reused and recycled more efficiently.
So how are they actually using AI for waste management? I mean, is it more than just sorting recyclables?
Oh, it's much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Take Refibered, for instance. They're using AI to analyze and sort textile waste.
Oh, okay.
And then they're turning that waste into reusable fibers. Imagine the impact that could have on the fashion industry, which is known for its waste and pollution.
That's really cool. It's amazing to think that what we consider waste now could be turned into valuable resources using AI. Are there other examples of this kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind is the Convo waste model. It uses image recognition, and it can classify different types of waste with really high accuracy.
Wow.
And that can automate the sorting process in recycling facilities, making the whole thing more efficient and cost-effective.
I can see why they would want to do that, especially with how much waste we're producing these days. That sounds like a game changer. But what about the materials themselves? Can AI actually help us design more sustainable materials to begin with?
That's a really exciting area of development right now. AI is actually being used to design enzymes that break down those complex plastics and textiles, which makes them easier to recycle.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, Protein Evolution, Inc., they've developed a process called BioPure that uses AI-designed enzymes that can turn these waste materials into reusable polyester.
So instead of just trying to deal with the waste after we've created it, AI is helping us to rethink how we design and produce materials from the very beginning.
Exactly. We're seeing a shift toward materials that degrade faster and are easier to recycle, which could really reduce the environmental impact of all the products we use every day.
That's incredible. But I have to ask, with all of this going on, it sounds pretty computationally intensive.
Yeah.
What about the environmental footprint of AI itself? Doesn't all of that processing power require a lot of energy?
That's a really important point.
Mm.
Training large AI models does take a significant amount of energy, and it's something that we definitely need to address as AI becomes more widespread.
Yeah, I was reading something by Dr. Mark Van Riemenom, and he was pointing out that just one prompt in ChatGPT can use 100 times more energy than a Google search.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it definitely highlights the need for us to develop AI systems that are more energy efficient, and also to look into ways to power AI infrastructure using renewable energy sources.
I know that's something that a lot of companies are already investing in, which is great to see.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about using AI to make other industries more sustainable. It's about making AI itself sustainable.
Exactly. It has to be a holistic approach to sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consider the entire life cycle of these technologies.
It makes sense. And that brings up some really big questions about the future of AI. If we want to use AI for good, how can we make sure that it's developed and deployed in a way that minimizes its environmental impact?
Yeah, that's the key question.
And it makes you realize that this is just the beginning of the conversation about AI and sustainability.
Definitely.
We've talked about a lot today, from smart grids to saving water to waste reduction and new materials.
It's a lot to cover.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
We have. It really does feel like we're on the verge of a major shift. Like, AI is becoming an essential tool for building a more sustainable future.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see that you're really interested in this. You're not just looking at the possibilities, but you're also thinking about the challenges.
Well, I think it's important to look at both sides.
Mm.
You know, we need to have these conversations about the potential benefits of AI, but we also need to weigh those against the potential costs to the environment.
Yeah.
And of course, we need to make sure that these technologies are developed and used responsibly.
Absolutely. It's not just about innovation. It's about making sure that we use these tools in an ethical way. So where do we go from here? What are some of the key things that you think our listeners should be thinking about?
I think the biggest takeaway is that AI isn't just some far-off concept anymore. It's here, and it's already being used to address real-world sustainability issues.
Right.
And it's showing incredible potential.
We've seen that in so many different areas, from optimizing energy grids to conserving water to transforming how we manage waste. It seems like AI is really impacting every aspect of sustainability.
Yeah, and it's moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
What we've talked about today is just a glimpse of what's happening in this field.
Yeah.
There are so many exciting companies and initiatives out there that are constantly pushing the limits of what's possible.
Like some of the companies that we've mentioned today, Refibered, Rubicon, Protein, Evolution, Inc., they're all doing incredible work.
They are. It's inspiring to see people tackling these global challenges with so much ingenuity and dedication.
It is. As you continue to explore this topic, though, I think it's important to think about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like, how can we ensure that everyone benefits equally from these AI-driven sustainability solutions? And how do we address any potential biases that might be in the data or algorithms? These are important questions that we need to address as we move forward.
You're absolutely right. It's not enough to just focus on the technology. We have to think about how we can use it to create a world that is more just and sustainable for everyone. And that's something I hope our listener will think about as we wrap up our deep dive today.
It's definitely food for thought. It's been a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
And I hope it's given our listeners some new ideas and insights about the potential of AI to help us build a greener future.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI for a greener future. We hope you feel informed, inspired, and ready to learn even more about this exciting field.
Yeah, it really does feel like AI is moving from, just a concept to an essential tool for building a more sustainable future. And it's great that you seem to be diving so deep into this. You're not just, looking at what could be, but you're also looking at the potential issues.
I think it's important to look at, both sides of the coin,
Right.
you know?
It's great to talk about the potential benefits, but we also need to think about the potential environmental costs. And of course, we need to make sure that all of these technologies are used responsibly.
For sure. It's not just about the technology itself, it's about using it ethically. So where do we go from here? What are some of the key takeaways that you think our listeners should keep in mind?
Well, I think it's clear that AI is, it's not just some futuristic idea anymore. It's here. It's being used right now to tackle real-world sustainability problems. And it's showing a lot of promise.
We've seen that in all these different areas, from energy grids to water conservation to how we deal with waste. It really seems like AI is having an impact on every aspect of sustainability.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's evolving so quickly. I mean, what we've talked about today is just a small snapshot of what's happening in this field. There are so many companies and initiatives out there that are really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Like some of the companies we talked about today, Refibred, Rubicon Protein Evolution Inc., they're all doing amazing work.
They really are. It's inspiring to see this level of ingenuity and this commitment to solving these big global challenges.
It is. As you continue to explore this topic, though, I think it's important to think about the bigger picture, too.
Yeah.
How can we make sure that everyone benefits from these AI-driven sustainability solutions?
Yeah, that's important.
And how can we, address any potential biases in the data or the algorithms that are being used? These are big questions that we need to think about as we move forward.
You're right. It's not enough to just focus on the technology itself. We have to think about how we can use it to create a more just and sustainable world for everyone. And that's something I really hope our listeners will think about.
It's definitely something to ponder. It's been a really fascinating discussion today.
It has been.
And I hope it's given our listeners some new ideas and some new insights into how AI can help us build a greener future. Well, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI for a greener future. We hope you've learned something new and that you feel inspired and ready to keep learning about this really exciting field.